People say that Catholics don't read the Bible and that they don't take the Bible to church. Well, there's a reason we don't take our Bibles to church. It's because all Catholic churches have this book right here in the pews. Everyone gets one sitting right there in front of your knees in a pew. It's called a missal. What it is you turn to the Sunday that you're going to have church or mass. And it has a reading from the Old Testament, from the Psalms, from the Epistles, from the Gospels, and you just read along. Or you can sit there and listen. But you see this right here, this missal right here. Over the course of 3 years, if you go to every Mass, then you will hear the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelations, including the Catholic books that have always been in the Bible, that were removed by our friend Marty Luther. So anyhow, just a trivia note, when President Kennedy, who was Catholic, was assassinated and they were flying his body back to Washington and Lyndon B. Johnson was being sworn in, they didn't have a Bible on Air Force One, but they had one of these. So they swore him using a Sunday missal. I like this missal. What I like to do is on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I like to read the upcoming Sunday Mass readings. All Catholic churches are reading the same readings every Sunday throughout the world. And then there's the scripture readings have a topic, a subject. And each priest around the world prepares a little short sermon. Catholics call sermons homilies. They're supposed to be between 7 and 12 minutes long, short and sweet. But I must say, some of them get long-winded, not like Baptists and Presbyterians. I know Baptist preachers, Pentecostal preachers, Presbyterians, they go on and on and on and on, hour and 30 minutes sometimes, 45 minutes. Merciful ones, maybe 30 minutes. But most Catholic priests keep it short and sweet. But this is a Sunday missal. And every Catholic that goes to Mass on Sunday hears the Word of God from the Old Testament, from the Book of Psalms, from the Epistles, and from the Gospels. And we don't sit on our butt when we read the Gospel. We stand because it's the words of God in the flesh, Jesus. So we stand up to hear the Gospels being read. We make a little sign, you kind of make a little cross on your forehead, on your mouth, and on your heart, as they begin to read from the Gospels. So that's your Catholic lesson for today.